22 degrees, more snow today, but really nothing that's going to accumulate, so that's not too bad of a thing. But our little ray of sunshine this morning, Whitesboro Mayor Brenda Gilberti. Brenda, you might want to pull that microphone just a tad closer. There you go. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. Happy holidays to you, first of all.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, just I'm going over my list here of, you know, because every day I've got a list that my producer gives me of interviews and things that I just stuff to keep me on track for my show.
Right.
I blew off an interview with Sarah with Santa Claus.
With Santa Claus?
Wow, that doesn't bode too well for my gift-getting potential.
You're getting nothing for Christmas.
I'm getting zilch. Coal would be a good thing for me, right? I won't even get coal in my stocking.
I don't even think so.
I don't know that's ever been done, that anyone has ever actually blown off an interview with Santa Claus.
Leave it to you, Mike.
I can't. Wow. Pretty bad stuff. We've got a lot to talk about today, but we need to address the issue of Whitesboro, the dissolution of Whitesboro to the town of Whitestown. That's how I understand it. This thing is still all very confusing, and still confusing to even people that know a lot about it.
It's very confusing. There's no plan. We don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, and that is the biggest issue right now. Let's kind of set this up. There are, I don't know how many you know, people brought this up, this idea of actually dissolving the village of Whitesboro, if this was spearheaded by one person, a party of people. Well, go ahead, because you look as though you have something to say about
that.
Well,
it only took 290 signatures.
Okay.
Out of a population of 3,900 people.
And that's how this law works. If you can come up with a certain percentage, then
10% of the electorates. We have 2,450 electors, so they only needed 245 signatures. They came up with 290. So the process begins.
Okay. And yes, and so the process begins. And there actually was an informational meeting a couple of weeks ago.
Correct.
Where you pretty much didn't learn anything about what would happen if Whitesboro, the village, was dissolved. You pretty much, from what I understand, learned that you won't know what's going to happen until the dissolution takes place. Is that correct?
Right. If there is a yes vote, then a plan has to be developed. Even if the whole board does not agree with the plan, the plan goes into effect unless within 45 days, 25% of the people elect to sign a petition, which is 12.1 signatures per day. When to make this whole process start, it only took 0.62 signatures per day because you had a year to get the signatures.
Okay, so essentially, though, people are going to be voting on the unknown.
Exactly.
Okay, there really is no case study for this to say this. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen to this department. Here's what's going to happen to the police. Here's where money for this is going to come from. We're just kind of blindly jumping into this.
That's the way the legislation's written.
Okay.
Since March 21st, it went into effect. Eight villages have voted it down. One didn't have enough signatures, and I think it's the village of Altmar. 700 residents, they voted for dissolution, and we're next up on the list.
Okay, so are they going to dissolve? Is Altmar going to dissolve into parish or wherever they're...
Yes, now they're in the process of making the plan.
Okay, and what have you heard from that? Anything at all?
They're just in the process.
Okay, all right. So Wade, what was his name? Wade Beltrano?
Yes.
And what's the organization he's with?
New York Conference of Mayors.
Okay. And he was here to speak on dissolution, but again, really didn't have a lot of answers for anybody should this take place.
Right. And you know, people ask us and the village board for answers. The answers actually rely within the town, because ultimately the town would be making the decisions, not the village.
So how many people were at this informational meeting?
I'd guess around 200.
And what was the prevailing feeling? Was it one of people in favor of dissolution? Was it one of people opposed or just people wanting to get both sides of the story?
I think it was both sides of the story. I did talk to people afterwards who were, they wanted to see the village dissolve, and after the informational meeting, they actually changed their mind. Because how do you vote? It's like selling your house and not knowing if you're going to get any money for it.
Sure, sure. Understandable. So then this goes to vote January 4th?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We need to have you in here January 5th.
Okay.
Just so you know. So I'm going to put you on the spot right now and tell you that we got to have you in here January 5th. Either way, to talk about the outcome of that. So what's your plan between now and then?
Enjoy the holidays.
Okay. Well, I guess that's about the best approach you can take. So now I'm just kind of going through people and things in my mind here. Rob Machel is your police officer. You're losing him at the first of the year. Or if laws, actually, he's on vacation now. I guess I don't know if he's still actually employed by the village of Whitesboro, or if that terminates January 1st.
He put in his resignation letter to retire. It's not only Rob Machel that we've lost. Before that, we lost two police officers who got scared of the dissolution. We did hire one. And then not only Rob Machel is leaving us, but also he's taking, to my belief, one of our sergeants.
Okay.
So the police force has decreased dramatically. We're working with New York Mills because they're also losing their police chief. Rob's taking him, too.
Has that affected services at all to the people, you know, losing that number of police?
Not yet, because they're still there the first of the year. We need to figure out something, and hopefully once this vote is done with, we can talk some serious consolidation with New York Mills.
Okay.
And I also know Yorkville wants to jump in on it, too. So.
All right. Well, you know, in one sense, it's hard to lose a guy the caliber of Rob Machel, but, you know, then to see the office that he's elevated to, got to be kind of happy for that.
Oh, very proud of him.
Yeah. So are you guys all dialed up for Christmas time, Whitesboro?
Oh, dialed up as far as Christmas lights?
Yeah.
Well, no, we downscaled because of our budget this
year. Did you?
Okay. There's Christmas lights in the park, and that's it. They used to go all up and down Main Street, but the board made a decision that we didn't want to spend the extra money because we still don't know if we're going to have to come up with somewhere $100,000.
Yeah, how much is this dissolution going to cost, by the way? You know, just for the actual act of the dissolution itself, how much is that?
Well, from the quotes I got, it's $60,000 in attorneys and $30,000 to $48,000 in consulting fees.
So you're talking $100,000, maybe plus or minus a little bit more,
$100,000.
Yeah, where does that come from?
Good question. In the beginning, I asked our assemblywoman if there was money, grant money, and they believe so. But as of right now, there is no grant money. So where it's coming from, I have no clue.
In the cases in the past, the cases that you mentioned, like in Altmar, for example, do you know if they got grant money to study this?
Probably not, because cases where it's studied first, like Seneca Falls, that's the way you can apply for grant money and know that you have money. This way, it's just forced, so you have to act within a certain time frame, and it doesn't allow you time to get grant money.
Okay, if the dissolution is voted for and approved, and let's just talk again about services, if we could, because that's the part that kind of escapes me, you know. Essentially, things still need to be paid for. Roads still need to be plowed, all right? Public safety still needs to be provided. All the things that are being provided now in the village of Whitesboro still need to be provided, you know, at the same or very close to the same level.
It
still needs to be paid for. What happens there? Where does that come from?
Well, instead of paying the village, you're going to probably pay the town. There'll be special tax districts.
Then isn't it just a wash then? I mean, you're paying somebody.
Usually usually just a change to the town.
Okay.
You still have to pay for services.
So then right now, as we see it, the only change, if the village of Whitesboro is dissolved, is that you're going to be making out your check to somebody else.
Correct.
Okay. I'm trying to get my head around this here.
Well, you would eliminate the village board. I mean, the village board that, like myself, felt $6,500 a year. The trustees, $5,500. No health benefits. I don't see where the big savings are.
Okay. All right. Well, not when you consider that you're going to be spending upwards of $100,000 just to even explore the idea. So,
right.
Okay. So, by the way, if you'd like to check in this morning with Whitesboro Mayor Brenda Ghilberti, if you've got questions, and we all do, and many of them are going to go unanswered for the time being because we're just kind of entering the unknown here. 624-0870. 624-0870 as we talk about the dissolution of the village of Whitesboro. Okay. It would go personal level now. How much Christmas shopping do you have done?
All of it.
Get out.
Seriously. Well, it's not wrapped. It's in the closet, but no, it's done.
Wow.
How about you?
None of it. I just don't. You know, see, this is a man thing where the adrenaline is great. It's a good motivator. The adrenaline is a great motivator for getting your Christmas shopping done. See, and now I know that I'm down to like 4 days, right? 4 days left that I have to go out, fight the crowds, find a parking spot, fight the crowds, buy the gift, wrap the gift, and get the gift under the tree. So.
Well, and we know you better do it because Santa's certainly not coming to your house.
Well, and he certainly is not because I blew him off in an interview this morning.
Not nice.
But again, We can have you in here January 5th, either way?
Yes.
To find out what's going on? Okay. All right. We appreciate that. And I wish we had more answers for people. But again, you know, as we've said many times, that...
I wish I did, too.
Yeah. So, all right. All right. Well, Brenda Gilberti, we thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Did we miss anything, by the way? I always like to ask that. What do we need to know? Pretty much it?
I think that's pretty much it. I think it's really important that people get out and vote.
I guess that,
4th.
You know what, that is a huge thing. And by the way, where are they going to go to do that?
Village office, 10 Mulsey Street, 12 to 9.
Okay.
It's not like 9 to 9. Village elections are 12 to 9.
All right. How does this work is, you know...
Oh.
Go ahead.
One important thing.
Yeah.
People need to know, I've gotten many calls about this. Property owners that are not residents of the village, that's not their main voting area.
Okay.
They don't have a chance to vote on this.
Okay, so if someone, say, a landlord from outside the village, if someone lives in Utica, owns an apartment building in Whitesboro, they got nothing to say.
Right. Or if you're in a business like the whole shopping plaza,
okay,
you have no say in this.
All right. Very interesting stuff. Brenda Gilberti, the mayor of Whitesboro, thank you very much for checking in with us today.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.